present Merry Christmas, Mrs. Saxe Coburn. Balmoral, Christmas Eve, 1860. Or thereabouts.
I say, or I won't take you to the pantomime this year.
Morning, Albert. Did you sleep well?
Yeah, I've been practicing. Now then, start laying my plump little boiler.
Oh, Albert, and I've still got my curlers in.
Not you, the chicken. By Bob, I paid for it. If it can lay the eggs, it can lay the table as well.
Albert, that's my scepter you're using. Well, it's got an egg for ceremonial use only. How can I tell the Archbishop of Canterbury you get him chasing a chicken? Oh, come here, little chicken. Oh, oh, you don't mind your egg scrambled, do you, Albert? Now then, be a dear and call John Brown.
Ah, well, it's always John Brown. How I hate coming to Balmoral. John Brown this, John Brown that, making the breakfast ring, John Brown, cleaning the teeth ring, John Brown, making the whoopee ring,
oh, will
John
you
Brown.
Just ring?
Ah, the flock to ferret. Ole, 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 ole.
What do you want new, Vicky?
Have you brought the post?
Yes, I have. Here's one for you, Queenie. Here's one for you, you old bumper, you.
John, your slippers are making an awful row. Do take them off.
Right, so quick.
John Brown, I think your feet need tuning.
Oh, a Christmas card from the Romanovs. She says Nicholas is getting her a new kitchen extension for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Oh, Slithuania. Always flashing her money about that one. What's yours?
It's an envelope. Owned it from my cousins in Mönchengladbach.
Oh, bless them. What do they say?
Gruß von der Schwarzwald Kirschtortelande. Oh, ich liebe ihre blaue Fliegelvogel und wir wünschen ihr frohe Weihnacht.
Oh, it still hasn't cleared up then.
They say they should be here on Christmas Eve. That is today.
Not him. That German bastard's coming. I hate him. I hate him.
Well, the Count's not so crazy about you after their stay last year. Especially when you pretended to be Father Christmas.
I was merely showing his wife where Santa keeps his stocking fillers.
Yeah, but it says here she's still stuck up the chimney.
Wait, moment, man. Listen to this. They are bringing over my new wunderbar Christmas idea. We are going to have a tree.
Won't that ruin our tea?
Nein. We stand it in a corner from the living room. You see, it reminds me of my childhood back in the old country.
Oh.
Why did you have a tree in the living room?
Well, I didn't have many friends. Every Christmas, my parents would beat me savagely within an inch from my life.
Oh, you poor love. What on earth did they do that for?
In those days, we had to make our own entertainment. Beat all day long. Oh, my God, it was lovely.
Oh, calm down, Albert. Now, listen, I've got something to tell you. This year, I'm going to change my 10 minutes to the nation.
Why?
Well, I get fed up playing that euphonium, so I'm going to make a speech instead. I shall tell everyone about my year, about how I went to Calcutta, and how I went on a tiger hunt and ate many exotic foods, saw an African war dance, and still had change from a fiver.
Well, it'll make a change from the flight from the bumblebee.
That is mental. Pure mental. How is the whole empire going to hear you, eh? You know the trouble we had with India last year?
Oh, yeah. We ran out of chairs in the ballroom. But I think I have a solution. I was going to give it to you as a present tomorrow, but what the hell? I fetch it now.
What is that? That's some present, isn't it? It's just a wardrobe and wheels.
Oh, whatever will they think of next?
Names, this is a brand new invention. It lets you speak directly to thousands of people all over the empire.
Ooh, how does it work?
it's got a couple of clever little zigaby bobs inside. Now, I just switch it on. Opens it. Right. Now, walk.
Oh, sorry, Your Majesty. A very good morning to you. This is John Simpson.
And Brian Redhead. You're listening to Today on Radio 4.
And later in the programme, we'll be talking to Florence Nightingale, who has just rejected the latest nurse's pay offer.
And we take a look at the controversial new magic lantern nasty, Deep Ankle. But first,
oh, good.
Mr Gladstone denies offering a streetwalker £2,000 to leave the country. In a statement early this morning, the Prime Minister said he'd never even met the woman, named as Mrs. Elsie Hump.
Never.
Now the time is 8:10, and I have an urgent message from our traffic unit. A horse has taken fright, causing a huge pile-up on the Birdcage Walk gyratory system. Coachmen are advised to expect long delays and to approach the area with a shovel.
Oh, but this is marvellous! John, you could push me all round the country in the box, and I could read out my speech.
All right, I've got plenty of time after Christmas.
No, you big mouth here. Hey, Alberto, does this thing do music as well?
Oh, sure. You hear that, you too? We want music.
Ready, John? 2, 3, 4.
Don, Albert, you can listen while we tidy up for our guests.
Gott in Himmel! Driver, stop that horse from whistling.
Right-o, Count, mate.
And we are bored. Point out something of scenic interest.
Well, now then, if you don't like to look out of the window...
Wait a minute.
Don't push!
Just stop poking me with your sword.
Daddy, I can't see anything.
Oh, no, mate, I'm at the other side.
Right.
Look at the bottom of that hill there.
Ooh.
Yeah, can you see Stonehenge?
Nine.
Neither can I.
Reckon's a middle.
So, miss, you're the daughter of a count, then, are you?
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, I've had them all in my cab, you know.
Ooh.
Passengers.
Shut up and drive, English scum. You've already made us 5 hours late. I told you to take us to Victoria.
Yeah, but how was I to know you meant the Queen?
Can't you go any faster?
Well, I can, but don't know about the horse. Get up there!
Daddy, that cabbie was looking at me in a very strange way.
I was just admiring your bumps.
Why do men like women's bumps so much?
It helps them carry their shopping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when I go all funny because Fritz is standing naked at the window, it means I want to go shopping.
What?
Whoa! Here we are then, Governor. Balmoral. That'll be you. 5,000 quid.
Well, my good men, 5,000 in brand new crisp forgeries.
God bless you, Governor. Get up, Toodles!
The English Dunkirk has fallen for it.
Whoa!
Something's the matter?
Yeah, I forgot my cab. Get it up there!
Here we are. Mr. and Mrs. Sex Coburg. No peddlers or Reader's Digest salesmen.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, yes, hello. How lovely to see you. Welcome to Balmoral.
Thank you.
John Brown, you remember the Count? Count Basie?
And I remember his wife and all.
We meet again.
And Baron Knight?
Hello.
Now, if there's anything you want, just ask John Brown.
Good. John Brown?
What?
Please, stop just kicking me.
Come away, John, and meet Strudel.
Hello there, darling. Get over to this.
Oh, you remind me of Fritz. Daddy, I think I want to go shopping.
God in Himmel. Quick, Baron. Do something.
Oh,
small thing, but my known. Nelson, where is the old verse dangler?
Oh, of course. I'll just call him. Albert! Oh, Albert!
Just a minute. Oh, I'm just getting changed. Oh, you lot. Oh, it's good to see you after such a long time.
Oh, it's good to see you too, Albert. Look who's here.
Oh, sprung my stonker. Hello, boys. So good to see you, Mr. Sexy Shiny Little Boots.
You've changed since we saw you last Christmas.
Yeah, I got tired of the hair trousers, you know.
Would anyone care for a glass of sherry?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be nice.
Oh, listen. Bless him. How lovely. Shouldn't we give him something?
Yeah, good idea. Leave this to me.
Baron, remember it is Christmas.
Ah, mine apologies. Merry Christmas.
Well, now, if you are grumbled, I thought we'd take supper by the fire.
Oh. And then, after that, I know it's a bit silly, but we all like to get up and do a turn.
Oh, no.
A turn? But we don't do turns.
Oh, go on with you. I bet you're a real dark horse, you are. There must be something you can do.
Well, maybe we could polish up the unification of Germany routine.
Hey, sir! Yes, Sheriff, fat German.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Disraeli, for that wunderbar impression of a fire hose. And now I would like to do one of my amusing monologues.
Come here, man. Go on. You forget. Go on. Pizza. Margo. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to give you tonight an old Scottish craft of song, which my grey-haired old granny, God bless her, used to sing to me when I was but a wee bairnie in her arm.
To roam in the hay and saw the bagpipe lift. But what I like the most of all is lifting up my kilt. Oh, lifting up my kilt. Lifting up my kilt. I want to spend my whole life lifting up my kilt. I've been as far as Glasgow and right across the hillocks.
Oh, yes, when yes, I get thank there... you, John. Now, you must let the Baron and the Count have a go.
Still here. She's loving it.
Yeah, it's the best I've seen.
Enough, Brown. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Ho, ho. I say. Mine wife has gone to the West Indies.
Jamaica?
No, the Bahamas.
And now, the Count will do his famous impression of mine postman.
Hello, Baron. Here's a letter for you.
Oh, I must apologize, everyone. It is so embarrassing.
I say. My dog's got no nose.
How does he smell?
He doesn't. I chopped his head off as well.
Come on, get out! Run!
You rot!
What? How insulting.
We have spent ages preparing this comedy magic.
Comedy crap, me like.
Now, come along, gentlemen. Calm down. And let's all have a nice piece of Christmas cake.
Christmas cake. Here. Try a piece up your nose, I don't...
Quick count of Christmas putting up his kilt.
Good idea.
Anyone like a biscuit to go with it?
Please,
everyone, it is Christmas.
Oh, shut up! Take this. English peaky dogs.
Stop fussing and come to bed, Count.
All right. As soon as I remove the last Satsuma. Ah, that's better. Oh, thank goodness it was pipless. Ah, well, good night, Baron.
Night, night, Count.
Good night, Strudel.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Strudel.
Good night, Uncle.
You hear a funny noise?
Yeah. Won't I know that noise?
Chung, Chung!
Stay away from my daughter!
We're not stupid, you know.
Good night, Strudel.
Good night.
Count, is that your bicycle I can hear?
Mine? Those pedals have a Scottish accent.
Brown, we've told you once.
Stay away from my daughter.
Heavens.
This has gone far enough. I'm fed up with the whole stinking country.
Yeah.
English cabbies.
English whistling horses.
English carol singers.
English sherry.
And Scottish servants.
Scottish servants.
He's been quiet a long time.
Yeah.
Good night, Strudel.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, John Brown.
At last. Good night, Baron.
And good night, Count.
Morning already.
Come on, come on. Is that you in the bathroom, Albert?
No, I'm out here. It's Strudel.
Well, it's not fair. I'm queen. I should be first in the bathroom.
Guten Morgen. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Should like to take a bath, if that is not too much trouble.
But I'm sorry, I'm next. I've got so much to do. There's my speech to go through, the potatoes to peel. And if I don't get in there soon, my face pack will curdle. Strudel, I'm coming in whether you are ready or not.
No daughter of mine bathes with strange women. The Constitution does not permit the Queen of England to bathe with a strange man and his daughter unattended.
So, no German baron can allow his niece to bathe alone with a strange queen who is bathing with that niece's father who is... Oh, what the hell? Johnny Moore!
Oh, what fun! Oh, it's such a shame John Brown isn't here.
Nein, I don't think it's a shame at all.
Nein. this is wunderbar. Stand by, everybody. I'm going for the loofah.
We're all getting on so much better now.
Yeah.
Why don't we open the Christmas presents right now?
Yeah. So, to you, Victoria. Just a little something from all of us.
We hope you like it, huh?
Oh, thank you. Schleswig Holstein.
Yeah.
How did you know?
Und to you, mein cousins, here also is eine kleine something.
You shouldn't have, Albert.
Open it, open it. Socks. You gave us socks.
Argyle socks?
This is an insult.
What's the matter? What do you think, Strudel?
I'm sorry, Strudel. I couldn't hold my breath any longer.
Oh, John Brown!
Hiding in the bath water.
Now, I'm sure there's a perfectly simple explanation.
This is the final insult. Last night, me, the Count Basie, suffered the indignity of receiving 7 mince pies up mein Hooter. And then...
And socks, don't forget the socks.
I know, Baron. I was getting to that bit. And then, you did booing and hissing in a show that we spent hours preparing. All this...
Now what about the battles in the bedroom?
That's right, all this is nothing. when compared to the blatant ravaging of my beautiful, innocent daughter. Mark my words. Germany shall be avenged. Come, Baron.
Yeah. Shriek.
Oh. You don't think we've upset them, do you?
Come, Baron. Think of something. Our honor must be defended.
Mm. Wait, I have it. What did we do when the stinking king of Austria attacked us?
We declared war.
And tied his shoelaces together, huh?
Mm. Mm. Yeah. How about a poke in the eye?
Yeah, good idea.
Dankov, not me, Victoria.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, with a poke in the eye? She could not read her queen's speech. Mm-hmm. She'd look stupid in front of the whole empire.
Mate, wouldn't she look even more stupid if we stole her speech?
And he wrote it for her.
Brilliant, brilliant. But how do we get hold of the speech?
Albert! Albert, I...
Aha! Oh,
what are you doing?
Ah, I have been a very naughty masochist, so I am beating myself stupid. This is for your own good, Albert.
But where on earth did you get all those funny whips and manacles?
Argos. 7 days free trial, and it's going to be hell.
Oh, God in heaven! Albert, we would very much like to see Victoria's speech.
Impossible. It is verboten.
Oh, dear. Oh. That's a pity.
Yeah, it is. Wouldn't it also be a pity if Victoria were to find out about your little hobby, huh?
Not the train spotting. All right. I will show you.
Good.
The keys are on the clothes horse.
The keys to the safe?
No, to my manacles. And be brutal with me, bitter.
Are you all right, Albert? You've been acting strangely all afternoon.
I'm fine. I'm just taking a relaxing stroll.
But you're making footmarks on the ceiling. Now, where on earth is my speech?
I told you. Some bugger has licked it.
That's right, Shorty.
Hand the hook, Englander.
These trousers are loaded.
Slill!
Rouse, Banzai, Hakung, Spitfire.
You will all come with us.
Where do you think you're taking us?
You want to make your queen's speech, don't you?
Yes.
We want to help you.
Yeah, we are going to show you what it's like to be humiliated. You'll make your speech, all right.
From the stage of the Glasgow Empire.
Thank you, gentlemen Jim McHedbert, for your demoniacally devilish display of deadly dagger throwing. Would you kindly go back to your seat and stay there? And now, for your further listening pleasure, the soporific sagacity of the solitary sanguine Scyther. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Peg Leg Pete and his singing sword.
Let me go.
It's no good struggling, Your Majesty. Neither Albert nor John can help you.
Yeah, they are bound head to foot in the fly ropes.
Oh, that's wicked.
I'm not complaining.
And to think we invited you over for Christmas. The Kaiser's going to hear of this.
Yeah, he's bound to offer tonight. The night Queen Victoria was booed off the throne.
We now come to the star of this evening's entertainment, with her right royal rendition of regal ratiocination, rhapsodic religiosity, and resplendent rhetoricity, magniloquent monarch herself. I give you your own, your very own Queen Victoria!
Good luck, Your Majesty. Here is your speech. And by the way, you may find there have been a few alterations.
Throughout this past year, we have traveled to many a far-flung corner of our empire. During this time, there were three peanuts walking down the road, and one of them was assaulted. Boom, boom. And as you all know, I have been on the throne now for 30 years, and you should see the queue. Victoria's the name, lady. There'll never be another.
It's all going wrong. God in heaven, they love her.
Stop it, Count. You're hurting my arm. Don't worry. This next bit will kill.
And as I travel amongst my peoples, I am reminded of those beautiful lines of Lord Tennyson, who wrote, Adam and Eve in the garden dwelt. They were so happy and jolly. I wonder how they would have felt if all the leaves had been holly. Thank you, and good night. Oh, Albert, I think they liked me.
They liked you, they loved you.
Oh, I know, sir. What do you think of that clout?
The Kaiser won't stand for this.
Yeah, he will strike back with an even better act. Fate, how did you escape from the ropes?
John Brown has very strong teeth.
No. Luftkissen, Fahrzeug! You may scoff now, but just you wait and see. Never again will the Britishers be allowed to laugh in the face of a German.
I swear you are wrong, pal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the finale. Here, with Her Majesty, members of the company, it's Strudel, the performing German!
Listen!
Oh, I like to roam in heather and hear the bagpipes lilt. But what I like the most of all is lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh!
Lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh!
Lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh! Whoosh!
I want to spend mein whole life through lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh!
Oh, lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh!
Lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh!
I want to spend my whole life through lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh!
Lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh!
Lifting up mein kilt.
Whoosh!
I want to spend my whole life.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Saxe-Coburg was written by Malcolm Williamson and Stuart Silver. It starred Brenda Blethyn, Hugh Paddick, Kenneth Connor, Gregor Fisher, Chris Emmett, Caroline Gruber, and Nick Revel, with special guest appearances by Leonard Sachs, John Timpson, Brian Redhead, and St. Eunuch's School Choir. It was produced by Mark Robson and a turkey. Thank you.